And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. It's the better road. It's the better road. Plus, we're going to look at the grandchild of lies. The grandchild of lies. Probably haven't heard that before. The professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, going to be joining us live. Always a pleasure to have him. And we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. No, he's not mad.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Yep, we do have to cover that. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, anything but buttons. I really don't feel like talking about buttons today. Why? Because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego. Going to take a short break and then come back, but you win. You get to hear SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Donald Trump is poised to announce his choice to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the nominee has the necessary qualifications for the high court.
They may not like their political or philosophical background, but I think the criteria in terms of academia background, time on the bench, the expertise and criteria meets the intent of both Republicans and Democrats.
Two men who have been floated as candidates flew into Washington this evening. Neil Gorsuch, 49, of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver, and Thomas Hardiman, 51, who serves alongside the president's sister on the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. Each appeared on Mr. Trump's list of 21 possible choices that he made public during his presidential campaign. There's been no let-up in debate, mostly along party lines, over the president's immigration plans.
Despite a bumpy rollout that even he calls regrettable, House Speaker Paul Ryan's offering a strong defense of the executive orders.
We need to pause, and we need to make sure that the vetting standards are up to snuff so we can guarantee the safety and security of our country.
Donald Trump's national security policy and his executive order are dumb and weak.
Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton.
Dumb because it alienates the very allies that we need in the fight against terror, and weak because it shows that he is putting partisan politics ahead of our national security.
Senate Democrats launched an unsuccessful attempt to block the president's plans.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The Senate has confirmed Elaine Chao to serve as transportation secretary in the Trump administration. The vote was 93-6. Chao is an experienced Washington hand. Chao would be a lead actor in pursuing Mr. Trump's promise to invest $1 trillion to improve highways, rail service, and other infrastructure projects. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 107 points to 19,844. The NASDAQ rose a point. The S&P declined too. This is SRN News.
Christ gave his life on the tree for our salvation.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dennis Fisher. One of the earliest Christian poems in English literature is The Dream of the Rood. The word rood comes from the Old English word rod, or pole, and refers to the cross on which Christ was crucified.
In this ancient poem, the crucifixion story is retold from the perspective of the cross. When the tree learns that it's to be used to kill the Son of God, it rejects the idea of being used in this way. But Christ enlists the help of the tree to provide redemption for all who will believe. In the Garden of Eden, the tree was the source of the forbidden fruit that our spiritual parents tasted, causing sin to enter the human race. And when the Son of God shed his blood as the ultimate sacrifice for all of humanity's sin, he was nailed to a tree on our behalf. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Christ bore our sins in his body on the cross." The cross is the turning point for all who trust Christ for salvation. And ever since the crucifixion, it has become a remarkable symbol that represents the sacrificial death of the Son of God for our deliverance from sin and death. The cross is the inexpressibly wonderful evidence of God's love for us. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. About time I told you this, if you would like to. You're welcome to send me an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you do not know how to send an email, I encourage you to go outside your house right now, wave with both your hands, and go, "David! Hello, David!" See if that works. Nope, I can't hear you. Sorry, it's not working. So I'd go back to that davidspoon at kprz.com thing. Also, you can go to kprz.com by itself. Now, why would you do that? Well, only if you're interested in finding out about all the businesses and all the events and all the cool things that are taking place, plus have access to 50% off on deals through Crazy Price Mall, plus just good content to encourage you. What are you doing? Don't you know you'll be able to eat nutrients through that site soon? You got to make sure you have that bookmarked. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Is that right?
It's all right.
It's all right?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. We have told people tomorrow, our 1,000th show, you're thinking, how did he make it? You and everybody else that knows me. We did say that most people did not think I would make it past 992 shows. Ha! Proved you wrong. We're going into 1,000. We're getting ready to do our DDD devotional diamond of the day. It is very important to understand where we're heading in this one because it's called It's the Better Road. Do we have a sound for this?
I'm on the road again.
Oh, yes, sing it, Todd. Tugboat Todd stepping in with vocals. I got to say that's the first time we've had that happen on the show. We might take a little bit of a trip tomorrow down memory lane on a couple of items. We're not going to really replay clips. I don't know. We could, except it would take me super long time, and I'm super busy. So I don't think that's going to happen. Hey, you should be writing a master's thesis while you're doing two full-time jobs. And then, so we might cover a couple of things, some of the highlight, maybe moments, and appreciate, of course, all the interviews. We've had a ton of great, great interviews. We'll cover that tomorrow. We're giving away $450 gift certificates, $450 gift certificates to Elijah's Delicatessen, which I'm just saying, if anybody wants to get one of those, and then that's tomorrow, and then, you know, send me a pastrami sandwich. I'm not going to say no to the place that was voted best pastrami sandwich in San Diego, right? You don't do that, right? And then we'll cover a little bit of testimony. I am going to do one particular teach. I'm split between two right now. I'll let you know what it is. All right, let's get into It's the Better Road, Matthew chapter 26, verses 59 through 63. So for me, every time, most people know I'm doing right now the English Standard Version. I'm in Revelation, actually, chapter 17, and I'm doing the Holman Christian Standard Bible, which is, you know, the Holman Bible. And then there, I'm just finishing Daniel 12, so I'm right here. But every so often on the weekends, I like to just go through the Gospels. It's just one of the things I do. So I'm going through Matthew again. And here, this is coming out of Matthew 26, and I came across this on Saturday. Matthew 26, 59 through 63, and it says this: the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were seeking false testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they could not find it, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and said, "This man declared, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" So the high priest stood up and asked him, "Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?" But Jesus remained silent. That's a tough portion of scripture if you appreciate and kind of dig into the gospel. First, you find out the chief priests and the Sanhedrin were seeking false testimony against Jesus Christ in order to put him to death. And while there is a popular commentator who I watch from time to time, it's Bill O'Reilly. I watch Bill from time to time. He's got some cool stuff. But every once in a while, when he gets into, you know, his Jesus book or Bible teaching, you know, it's just bonker city. I don't care what anybody says. And so his big, premise is that the Romans killed Jesus because they were trying to stop a riot, which, of course, is ridiculous if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, because you know that it was the intent of the sacrifice of the Lamb and Jesus' own willingness to lay down his life to die for our sins. And you also know that Jesus wasn't a victim of the death penalty. Okay, that's all dumb, dumb, dumb. But you get to see in the early stages who was trying to erase Jesus from the landscaping when you read scripture. And that was the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin. They're trying to put him to death. So their theory was, let's get some false witnesses and tell stories about Jesus, and then we can take him out. So it's not that it's that different now than it was then, except for now, if somebody comes up and says something false against you, they just try and stop you from getting to an appointment or a position or something like that. And depending on what is said, there could be some lawsuits involved, but not too much has taken place this same way it was taking place. But they were looking for false witnesses, and guess what? They couldn't find two. The scripture says, listen to what it says. It says, they could not find it, though many false witnesses came forward. And then it says, finally, two came forward. You're thinking, well, why is that? Because every word has to be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's the law. And so you couldn't have all these false testimonies against Jesus with single sayers. They had to be two people saying the same thing in order to be corroborating testimony. Otherwise, it wouldn't count. So they finally found two people, and here is what they did. Now, just follow this, because this is one of those really weird things. They came forward and they said what? They said, Jesus said, "I'm able to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days." Okay. He never said that. This is part of the problem. That's not what he said. What they actually did was mixed two messages regarding his body and regarding the temple. And they merged these two messages to come up with a new message. And typically, it's dark-spirited people like the press and Hollywood that often take two messages and merge them into something completely different. And then they act like it's fact. And you're just sitting there going, what? How do you do that? And this is called taking things out of context. And if you'd like a biblical example of taking things out of context, you should not send a Christmas card that says Judas hung himself and the next passage say go and do likewise. Those are two passages that are unrelated. You get it? That's out of context. And so these guys are coming up with false stories and they're merging them. And then the high priest is like, you know, what are these men testifying to you? What are they saying? They're saying that. They're saying lies. They're saying merged conceptual ideas that have no truth. You know what Jesus did? Get ready. Nothing. He was silent. The high priest said, "I charge you." No, he said nothing. He could have said something. The scripture says Jesus remained silent. In verse 64, the high priest said to him, "I charge you under the oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." And then Jesus said, "You have said so yourself. And I say to you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Here's what you got to get. The first accusations were ludicrous, merged, mixed messages that meant nothing and had no truth to them. Jesus didn't respond at all. The second part of the message, the guy goes, "You tell me, but you know, by, I adjure you by the living God." And Jesus goes, "Okay, now I'll tell you." See, in the first case, it was just complete falsehoods. Jesus wouldn't respond. But in the second case, it was, in fact, truth and declaration that Jesus was responding to, because he was saying, "Say this, you know, by an oath to the living God, if you're the Christ." And it's like, well, that statement is true. Okay, I'll respond. Yes, I am. So in one case, he doesn't respond to what's completely false. On the other case, he defends what is completely true. But he doesn't bother with what's false. Why bother? If they're coming together, emerging false things, there's nothing you can say. Now, I will contend with you that Jesus could have won that argument had he elected to, by simply bringing in disciples or other people that have heard what he had to say. And he could have gone through that. He did nothing. Because there's sometimes we need to contend and defend, just like verse 64, when the guy said, "If you're the Christ, tell me." Jesus goes, "Okay, I'm him." But when people are throwing ridiculous things at you that are just not true, they have nothing to do with what's being said, sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. Now, how do you really know that difference? Well, you know what's totally false and what's totally true in your own life. You can determine that right there. But my direct answer to you would be to follow the Holy Spirit and make sure to pray for wisdom so that you know when the time is that you should speak and when the time is that you should be silent. For Ecclesiastes makes it clear there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. And you have to discern. They're your lips, it's your teeth, it's your mouth. You're involved in that. You just got to do it in partnership with God. You'll be fine. Will you always do it perfectly? No. But you can do better than you're doing now. Yes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, taking a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Raising kids is tough. Here's what Billy Graham says about parenthood.
Loving your children through the teenage period. Now, that's difficult, but do it. They're going to have their moments of rebellion. They're finding themselves. They're growing from teenagers to adults, and they have a real tough time. And during that period of time, parents should love and advise and counsel, but most of all, love. Is there love in your home?
But what about those times when you are tired or frustrated? Then it's important to remember the love that Jesus had for you when he died on a cross.
He came and took the death and the judgment and the hell that we deserve on the cross. And he says, "I love you. I want to forgive you. I want to come into your life. I want to come into your heart. I want to come into your home. I'm asking you to let him tonight."
There's more to learn about Jesus at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the vulgarity displayed in the so-called Women's March.
It's disturbing when there is this coarsening of our moral values and what is acceptable to be said in public. And you say, "Oh, you just don't live in the real world." Look, folks, I've been into about every profession you can be in. I've heard it all. I know what is said, but at least for most of my adult life, there's been a barrier between what is said in private that some people say. I don't engage in that kind of conversation. But there's always been at least a veil where that stuff has not been accepted in public. But to speak this, you know, basically on the Mall of Washington, D.C., for the whole world to hear, does show how we've had this, again, coarsening of our values, of our morals.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Some of you might have noticed that we keep changing the intro to find the exact phonic connection that we want. I think Chris, our operations manager, has settled in on this one, so that's the one we're kind of going with, the AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Of course, the only person who was saying it wrong for the last month and a half was me. But somebody's got to lead the pack, even if it's in the wrong direction from time to time. Okay, we are getting ready to get into something that is not direct scriptural teach. Most people know how I feel about this. I like teaching scripture. I like talking about scripture. I like, you know, personal applications in our processes more. I like reviewing them. I like talking about my dumb dog. I love it. I love that kind of element, talking about my great wife, fantastic children, outstanding graduate. I love talking about life. Good pastrami sandwich. Come on. Come on. You got a frown? Turn that frown upside down. Eat a good pastrami sandwich. No, they just can't beat that. That'll just solve everything. You know, you have those cookies like from The Matrix. You'll just feel right as rain. You know, you just have that chocolate cookie. Everything's fine. But every once in a while, I got to cover what I got to cover. It's part of my contract. Not really. It's part of what they tell me is my contract. I didn't see that part, Your Honor. I don't know what they're talking about. Anyhow, I did want to cover this because on Sunday I saw something that did bother me. Typically, I'm not bothered. If you watch the news, do we have a we don't have a sound for this, do we? Oh, we do have a sound for this. Okay, go ahead. What is our sound for this one? Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. That's appropriate. That's all I'm going to say. So, if you watch MSNBC, you know, their heads are exploding. In fact, I think I've watched it more in the last month and a half just because it's, you know, it's like comedy on steroids. It's like watching Impractical Jokers, only they're news people.
I feel bad how much pleasure I take in it.
I'm not rejoicing because they're an enemy and they're falling. I'm just watching a comedy show. It's kind of how I'm looking at it. But anyway, the press is just going bonkers. And typically, if you look at MSNBC or CNN, CNN is really bad. I mean, it's getting to be really bad. Because they're committed because they know that they don't like Donald Trump and Donald Trump doesn't like them. So you can tell that tension is there, and that's going to be in every newscast. And that's just part of it. You kind of understand what's going on there. But things are getting progressively worse, and I will tell you that on Sunday I saw something that really caught me off guard on Fox News with one of my favorite people up to this point, and that was with Chris Wallace. Now, I happen to like Chris Wallace and think he's a pretty decent, fair guy. I mean, look, at Fox leans conservative. You can't say they don't do that. MSNBC leans somewhere right around Pluto, and then CNN just hates Christians. It doesn't matter what it is, and then hates conservatives. In fact, it was CNN that said that Nancy Sinatra came up with a tweet that, you know, the show is over, blah, blah, blah. And actually what she was saying is the show was over for liberal media, but they didn't want to report that part of it. Yeah, you know, that happens. And then the other thing that happened, I don't know if you know this or not, but ABC News, that stands for anybody but Christians, ABC. And they got caught because they were saying that Ari Fleischer quoted saying, you know, that basically it looks as if the ball was dropped from Sean Spicer, the guy who's the press guy. And that's not what he said. It says it looked like the ball was dropped and that Sean recovered it and ran it for a first down. But they didn't put that half of his tweet in there. So it's like, so they're only telling half. It's just like the story we just talked about, how they take part of another story, and merge it to come up with something brand new. So, you know, when that happens, I don't like it. And it happened with Chris Wallace, and that bothered me more because I don't expect it out of somebody like a Chris Wallace. And Chris Wallace said something really specific when he was talking to one of Donald Trump's advisors. He said, and this is where, that's why it caught my attention. He said that Donald Trump has said he's going to give Christians priority in regards to immigration. Then he played the clip. All right, fine. So I'm about to hear this from Donald Trump, right? Here's what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump said in this clip specifically, Christians have been locked out completely from the immigration process, and I don't think that's fair, and we're going to help. Now, when you take that statement and then you turn that into Christians are the priority, you've taken a leap in what your interpretation is. What bothers me most is this. Satan is the father of lies. And the next offspring is, you know, the son, you know, the next generation of liars after Satan are governments that are anti-Christian. They lie about things all the time. The world has been lying forever. Don't get the wrong idea. But now the press has become the grandchild of lies. Like every time you see the press, you have to spend more and hear something they say, a report. You have to spend more time vetting than you do everything else. And I'm sorry to say it, and you must know it. And even here at Salem Media, because Salem Media puts something out on a talking point does not mean it's a valid talking point until you can verify all the information. There's this process in Scripture that tells us to test things, and we need to test things to make sure that they are as they say. If you hear something on the news, it does not mean it's true. In fact, because the news is completely biased, because they choose the stories you hear, the odds are if you read it in a headline or a news, even if it's your favorite website, it's probably not all 100% there. Slow down. Don't be reactive. And make sure what's being said is proper. I would give Chris Wallace a pass 9 out of 10 times. But I'm sitting there with my wife watching him say Trump had said he was giving preference and priority to Christians, and it never came out of his mouth. What came out of his mouth is, they don't have a chance. We don't think that's fair. We think that should change. I don't see how you take that statement and make that he's giving priorities. So I have a disconnect. I have a problem with that. And so my encouragement as you go through the next 4 and 8 years is, whether it's Donald Trump or a Hillary lookalike that comes in afterwards, doesn't matter what happens from the press point of view, you better test it, you better make sure. And oh, by the way, when they do a shot of an audience that's protesting and you can tell that there's 50 or 60 people and the camera angle is pointing towards the front of the crowd and then somewhere else, there's only 50, 60 people protesting. There's not 5,000 like they're trying to tell you. And that's a problem, too. It's dishonest camera work. There needs to be some outlet that is truly neutral, because the fourth estate in this country has collapsed. It is not what it used to be. Now, is it great that Donald Trump tweets? I guess if he can get his message out and then it's competing message with the press, it just seems like it's all so convoluted. I've come up with a solution that will solve all your problems, besides turning off the news. Ready? There it is. Stay current with Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel. It is the only news that is 100% accurate 100% of the time, that you do not have to worry that it's been tainted for the purpose of some ideological political approach or some cultural ridiculousness. Stay current with Jesus. Stay in the Bible. If there's something you really need to know, I'm sure that information will get to you. But if you stay current with God and stay a little more cleansed from the pollution of the world, you're going to have a much better shot growing up not taking so much Advil. Get me? Be careful. There's a lot of lying going on all over. I'm not telling you that anybody is better than anything. Test everything. Make it multiple verifications. Because now you have to wade through that much more deception. And as good grows, never forget, evil grows too. Right?
Right.
All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
America is almost out of blood, and that's raising a host of concerns for the Red Cross and hospitals around the country. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Early this January, the American Red Cross made an emergency call for blood and platelet donations across the U.S. due to a severe winter shortage. Human blood cannot be manufactured, and no substitute for it has yet been invented. At the same time, blood, like fresh produce, is a perishable product, with platelets lasting 5 days and red blood cells 42. Donors who are the raw material suppliers of blood products can donate no more than 3 times per year. The demand for blood is unpredictable. There's not a great demand unless there is a natural disaster or other public health emergency. And the blood industry is at a crossroads due to fluctuating demand over the past decade. Health experts say the future for blood supply chains is fraught with uncertainty. There could be another rise in demand in coming years due to population increases. And changing demographics, such as baby boomers aging, will be a new influence. The unpredictability of natural and man-made disasters mandates that all blood banks stay alert and be responsive to fluctuating demand and supply. Anne Nagurny at the University of Massachusetts says blood donors must be nurtured. An estimated 38% of the U.S. population is eligible to donate blood at any given time, but less than 10% of that eligible population actually donates blood each year. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you? Is this you? I want to be. Oh, I want to be close to you.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise Christian Station here in San Diego, California. So many things going on. We had a great chance to talk about teaching and understanding when to talk and when not to talk, being led by the Spirit, knowing that there's a time to respond to accusations, a time not to respond to falsehoods. We just had another discussion about the press, talking about falsehoods, that are just losing their minds. And you got to be careful. You know, Ronald Reagan said, test but verify. I like it. But the Bible does say, prove all things, test all things, make sure. Be more like the Bereans. Make sure things are things. But to stay current in life, you stay current with Jesus. You can read the newspaper tomorrow, but if you were reading Matthew 24, you might have known some things were coming down the pike anyway. Maybe. You just got to connect to the Lord in all things. On the phone with us, a man that doesn't often need introduction, so I won't give him any introduction, other than he's a legend. He's a wise person. He knows money. He knows life. He knows a good pastrami sandwich. And he knows a good Jewish host that he can talk to once a week on KPRZ Live, 2 to 4. And ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Marty Schneider, the retirement professor at theretirementprofessor.com, professorsocialsecurity.com. I hope you get the theme that he's a professor. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Marty, how are you?
Hi, David. I am doing great. Wild and crazy times, right?
Unbelievable. Let me tell you this, Marty, so you'll appreciate this. Tomorrow, our 1,000th show, we have survived. Remember they told me, Marty, you'll never make it past 992.
I remember that, yeah.
Here I am. One away. They couldn't stop me. Now, you, of course, have done 1,000 times 100,000, so we're going to say you're somewhere about the 100,000 mark, right?
You know, it's been a lot of shows over a lot of years. It sure has been fun. I'll tell you what, the time has sure flown by, David. That is just unbelievable how quickly time seems to go these days.
Yeah, it's amazing that when you're in school, in elementary or junior high school, it goes so slow.
Yeah. Wait until you're 16 so you can get the driver's license. That time really drags on.
That's exactly right. Although I don't think they give them out at 16 anymore, Marty. I think those days are long gone. Just to let you know.
Yeah, I'm dating myself for sure. Yeah.
I won't tell anybody. Okay. Here's a crutch. No. talk to me about what is going on in our financial markets, in our society, and we just want to make sure people don't jump off the ledge. What do we need, Marty? What do we need to know?
Yeah, you know, it's been a couple of tougher days Wall Street-wise. You know, markets reacting to all the political upheaval and the protests and all the chazarai, David, that's going on. So, you know, markets, as we've talked about in the past, they just kind of like stability and predictability, and they don't like turmoil and uncertainty and friction, and so we've had an awful lot of the latter. And so stocks gave back little ground over the last couple of days. And, you know, nothing systemic, I don't think, about this, just as much as it's the headlines. You know, the market's emotional, and so that's really what's gone on here for the last couple of days.
Should people do anything strategically different right now, or is this another just hold on because this too will pass kind of process?
Yeah, more likely that, David. I do think once we can get this administration kind of back on the big agenda picture, and, you know, stimulating the economy and getting to work on taxes, both corporate and personal, and doing some of those things that were on the platform. Those are the reasons that you know the market has responded so favorably since the election, and now we're kind of distracted with all that's gone on here the last several days. And I think once we get back on agenda, we'll be fine. So I do think this is just an emotional kind of headlines reaction, and stay on track. Make sure your allocation plan is appropriate for you and your age, and then just ride this out and don't react emotionally right now.
All right. I'm going to give you a big conspiracy theory line. You tell me how far off I may or may not be. There are people that believe that this is taking place and that it's being drummed up by the press as being as bad as it is to then influence where the markets are so that they can lose ground, stay distracted, and never let the administration accomplish what it is they're trying to do.
Yeah. I suspect there are people that are doing that. I don't know how large this conspiracy is. However, to say that politically speaking, I think this is going to be a rough several years ahead, because I mean, here we are the first week and there's so much turmoil already and friction between the different sides. So that wouldn't surprise me that they're doing things to kind of upset the regime and upset the administration and pull them off point. And I do think there's some of that going on. Whether that affects the markets long term, David, is probably more a function of if this administration can get back on point and do the things that they talked about doing to stimulate jobs and growth in the economy, I'm not sure that it'll affect the markets negatively as much as just make it a very difficult, several years to get things done in Congress.
All right. So you're talking about a little bit of political gridlock that could be creating some financial tension. Let me ask you this question, kind of a part two on the conspiracy theory. So there's people that think that Colonel Sanders' secret recipe is overly addicting. And so then there's also those same people that think in the markets, in the different indexes, in like the Dow or in the NASDAQ, whatever, there are influencers or people that carry more weight emotionally impacting people who are maybe powerful in the groupings, and it kind of the market goes up and down with more their sway. How does the market determine how it reacts emotionally to an item? How does it determine how it reacts? Who makes that determination? How is that determination made? Is that a feeling concept or a dollar concept?
Yeah, boy, what a great question, David. From an emotional standpoint, the market loves, stability and predictability. So when we have uncertainty and lack of predictability, that tends to fall on the negative side of the house. Ultimately, at the end of the day, after we get past the headlines du jour, it's going to be based on profitability of businesses. Are they earning? Are businesses hitting their target, earnings numbers, or are they falling short? And what you find, just to kind of connect the dots here, David, is that when people are feeling good and they're employed and they have more money in their checkbook at the end of each month because not so much has gone into, say, taxes as an example, they tend to spend those dollars, which tends to get recycled in the economy, and that's all good for business, which is ultimately good for the stock market. As people spend money and buy stuff, stock prices tend to go up because earnings go up. So, short run emotional reaction, long run financial earnings and growth really drive the market. And but for sure those are all connected in a way that if people are feeling good and stable and secure and also employed, that tends to drive a very healthy stock market at the same time. So it's a little bit of both, but I think the emotional reaction tends to be more short term. And the numbers crunching tends to be the ultimate barometer here.
I think my question is really going to kind of just going to be the toughest one that I asked you, believe it or not. But then is it possible for the propaganda of media to drive that, not the bottom financial line, but societal financial feeling good attitudes?
Definitely. I mean, and I think that's the place where, as just using the last several days as an example, as the hysterical media has, really created so much of the drama of the last several days. And so there's a great example. And then, that says to people, well, okay, people are really upset. Look, I'm getting report after report after report. So that creates anxiety and tension and pulls focus, away from the feel good. And so, again, in the short run, definitely that would have an impact as part of that whole emotional reaction. No doubt about it, David.
And that's a problem. Because to me, I'm upset because I don't think the Red Wings are going to make 26 years in a row of playoffs. And everybody else is upset because the news people are losing their minds, which, of course, I think is just great theater. But, the overall, Marty, is you do what it is that you do for a living. You meet with somebody like yourself. You plan against it. You recognize you don't jump off a ship too early. Mm-hmm. You take your time. You think it through. You're thorough. And then people can meet with you. It doesn't cost them to meet with you, does it, Marty?
No, it doesn't. And, we love that. There are times people come in and there's really, they're in great shape or they have good relationships with other advisors. And my advice is, you're doing well, stay where you're at. Or sometimes, there are some, kind of glaring, issues that need to be addressed, and I'll point those out. And then people can leave and think about it and pray about it and make a decision as they want to, come back and work together. So that first meeting is really just kind of an opportunity for us to get to know one another and see if this is a relationship that they'd be comfortable in, you know, in terms of discussing their financial issues.
That's why I love you, brother, right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to give Marty a call. He's got a check-free zone, a checkbook-free zone. You go in there and you bring your checkbook, and it takes your checkbook and throws it on the ground, and then a little thing comes out and stomps on it, says you can't bring it in here. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. The website, theretirementprofessor.com, and professorsocialsecurity.com. Thank you, my brother.
Always a pleasure, David. God bless you. Have a good rest of the week.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 2nd, $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Okay, don't forget, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at kprz.com, and also hisappointment.com, the very difficult book. I wrote a book that was, it's difficult to read in one sitting, but you know what I figured out? I've taken the book up and put it in really small segments and used that for like Facebook posts every once in a while. Those excerpts from the book get the absolute most response. It's so funny. So it just tells me the book, you just need to do it in smaller doses. That's all. That's what it tells me. Let's be aware. Tomorrow, the 1,000th show, we're going to be doing four $50 giveaways. I'll tell you what the requirements are. We'll do it with that tomorrow. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my testimony, a little bit of a message, and then we'll do at least one segment on reflection or whatever the case may be. It's exciting, you know, because for me, to do anything consistent for more than 2 or 3 hours, that's a miracle. You know, so for me, it's like this is a big step. Plus, I have another thing or two that I want to discuss tomorrow. Got a lot of cool things up and coming. John MacArthur going to be on the show. Dr. Nichols going to be on the show. We've got Jim Garland's going to be on. We have a couple other things that we're working together that I think will be a great blessing for many people. Plus, giveaways are always cool. I like it. All right, we got our Facebook post. This actually is this from the book? This is not from the book. This is from something else that I wrote, but let's get our Facebook post music played, please. That is so funny. Why that's really funny is just the other day I saw this thing. It was a joke cartoon. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it or not, but this is a cartoon, and it shows the Lone Ranger, and his wife is talking to him, and she's talking about her neighbor and the neighbor and about the neighbor, and she goes, "You know what the neighbor has?" And the Lone Ranger goes, "What?" And, you know, she's got a really nice necklace. You want to know why? And the Lone Ranger goes, why? And he goes, because her husband doesn't shoot with silver bullets. It's so funny. I'm sorry. I find that amazing and amusing. Here we go. It's titled, He's Not Mad. Here's the question. Do you ever feel like the Holy Spirit was convicting you of something that you needed to change in your life? Well, if not, then you must have moved on to heaven, because I and everybody I know seem to go through this process on a pretty regular basis. The problem, of course, is that on our end of things, there is the trouble. It's not on God's end. It's always on our end. But as often as we sense the conviction or the correction of the Holy Spirit in our lives, or the conviction of the Word of God in our lives, one could tend to think that God may be angry with us because we go through a lot of changes and a lot of corrections. But that is not the case. And we know this because of Romans chapter 2, verse 4, which says, "Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance?" In other words, it's God's kindness that moves upon your life that brings you to a point of repentance. It's not God's anger. It's the opposite. It's his kindness. And do you know that when we have an attitude about that kindness and that tolerance and that patience, that we are showing contempt for the Lord? It's like, whoa. The conviction of God comes in our lives not because he is angry with us. It comes into our lives because of his kindness towards us. He is only trying to help us, not to hurt us. He doesn't get brownie points as a parent because he corrects us. When the Lord makes a change in our lives, it's not like he gets an extra $20 in the bank. He's trying to help all of us grow up and walk a life that is honoring to him and helpful to others. The convictions and corrections of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the convictions and corrections of our encounter with the living Word of God are supposed to be seen as a part of his grace for us. Here's the key line. Ready? I always try to give Tugboat Todd a key line. Only a parent who didn't care about their child would be silent and not correct them. Only a parent who didn't care about their child would be silent and not correct them. It's because the Lord loves us and he's kind to us that he corrects us. Oh, if we could just see with his eyes. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk at you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.